We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a happy
medium. I like this.
I feel like we've really hit a stride today. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're so professional and shit. Fucking motherfucking, we're so goddamn motherfucking professional.
Fuck. We're so fucking.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's ever been this fucking professional.
No. Not a single fucking person.
Not
in the
a
world.
Single fucking soul.
Fuck. All right, let's do it. Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
And we're sitting differently today.
We're cheating out.
Yeah, us theater kids.
Yeah, look at us cheating out.
I'm facing stage. Oh, fuck. Which one is it? Right.
Yep.
I'm facing stage right. You're facing stage left.
My right or stage right?
Wait, which one is it? Is it the side when you're looking out to the audience?
When you're on stage
and you're looking,
it's the
out.
Left. You're stage right.
I'm on stage.
You're stage right.
I'm stage right.
Yeah, because you, it's from when, the audience,
from the audience perspective.
Yeah.
Needlessly confusing.
For what? Like, for what?
Yeah, like, what are they trying to prove?
Theater.
Yeah, like, leave it to theater people to try to be the smartest people in the room.
My high school theater teacher, one of them, I had several, we had like four. She had a purple PT Cruiser with the license plate Drama Queen.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. What you want from a theater teacher.
Well, damn, that sounds like the ultimate. Does she used to put like crazy colors in her hair? Because somebody with a purple PT Cruiser and that license plate would like put like a blue streak in their hair.
No, but I feel
good for
like
her.
She would make questionable casting decisions.
Oh.
She'd take a leap of faith on a few people.
Oh.
Yeah.
To, like, give people
but
opportunity?
Also, yeah.
I like that.
At the end of the day, it's a fucking high school play, and it's not good, okay? I don't care what high school play you were in. It wasn't good.
Oh, my God. I took high school theater so fucking seriously.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Well, like, if you think about it, like, if you didn't take it seriously, like, what would you be doing? You'd be taking something else too seriously.
That's so true.
Teenagers are dramatic.
That's so real. I quit tennis for theater, and look at me now.
I quit dance for theater.
Damn. Well, you still kind of get to dance in theater, no? Musical
True.
Theater?
Yeah.
See, I don't get to play tennis in theater.
When I was in musical theater, in the musicals, even if I wasn't supposed to be in that dance scene, they would let me be in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I liked dancing, and I was good at it.
Good for, they would take me out of numbers that I was in. Because I have
They'd
two
be
left
like,
feet.
Turn your mic on, but get off stage.
Yeah, right. We're just going to put you in the corner. They can see you. They'll see you.
Shoeman, they would turn off his mic when he would sing. And I told him that years later. And
he didn't know that.
No. And then he got really mad because his parents paid for singing lessons for him.
Well, apparently not enough.
I mean, I'm not surprised. If you heard his voice, you wouldn't be surprised. Just a speaking voice.
Oh, I mean, I can tell by looking at him that he has the most obnoxious voice.
It sounds like a trumpet.
Shut up. Of course it does.
I'm being mean.
No, well, you should be. That man
yeah.
is a special kind of, I don't, I was going to say trumpet? Fucked up. Trumpet. Yeah. He's a special kind of trumpet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it. That's what I'm going to say about guys that I don't like. He's a special kind of trumpet.
Let me make a trumpet sound. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, my God. That man.
Anyways.
He's a special kind of trumpet.
We have all kinds of fun shit to talk about today.
We're recording. Is this like a movie magic like secret we should keep to ourselves? I'm going to New York next week. Mm. Or actually this week. So I'm going to be on the East Coast all week. So we're recording
today and tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's going to be a jam-packed couple of days. Mm-hmm. We have some hot topics for you.
Some hot tops.
Some hot tops.
Some HTs.
We ain't talking about... Speaking of Hot Topic, did you ever wear those t-shirts from Hot Topic that had, like, the Bad Bunny on them?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I would wear, like, the knockoff version from, like, Kmart.
Okay.
Or whatever fucking... Kohl's. Kohl's had them.
What was that bunny called? And then, like, the Miss Chatterbox shirts that had, like, the little... Yeah. What a weird time to be alive.
Yeah. I'm having some flashbacks now.
I know.
Unlocked some very deep memories. Yes. I didn't know I had.
Me too. I just unlocked my own deep memories I didn't know that I had. Strange day.
I'm trying to... Yeah. I did have some shirts that said some fun phrases on them.
Oh, yeah.
Some fun, stupid...
Did you ever go to Delia's?
I did. They didn't have it in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But, sometimes I would go to it in Minnesota when I was visiting my family.
Delia's was my place.
It was cute.
Yeah, lots of fun graphic tees there.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a full circle back to graphic tees. Now I have shirts that have Barney on them that say, commit tax fraud. Don't know why
and
I
then,
bought that.
The bingo one.
If there's no bingo in heaven, I'm not going.
And then see I you got in this- hell, motherfuckers.
And then I got this shirt... The same day that I got the commit tax fraud shirt, that in really tiny, tiny font, it says, nosy little fucker, aren't you? Because people are like going to like squint to read it. And then it says, nosy little fucker, aren't you? And I thought it was funny when I was drunk. And I have not worn it. Because it's not funny.
What you need to do is get drunk and then wear it out. It'll be funny again.
It'd be a good conversation starter. My graphic tees are usually a good conversation starter. I have the one that says don't be an asshole on it, and I have talked to multiple people.
Listen, to be fair, I don't think you are the kind of person who needs a shirt to be a conversation starter.
That's fair.
I think you'll just start a conversation if you want to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. You know what?
You're great at starting conversations without shirts. Just don't even wear one.
I'm just going to
titties out.
That's the empowerment I needed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Watch out, New York.
This girl has tits and she's bringing them to New York.
Oh, man. Okay, we have to get in on our topics because we have many. And they're all exciting.
I'm excited to tell this story.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to tell this story.
We're starting out hardcore this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I only told this story to Amelia over text. I've been thinking about it nonstop since it happened. It was a very hilarious and traumatizing sexcapade for me.
I wish you could have seen my face when I was reading this story. I was like, okay, go.
I think I texted you right after it happened.
You did. You were like, I can't decide if I want to wait to tell you in person or if I can't wait to tell you.
I couldn't wait.
Tell me.
I couldn't wait. All right. So I'm going to... I'm not even going to give away what happened. I'm going to set the scene and just tell the story in order.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Liz and I plan. We like to plan when we have sex. And I know I've mentioned that before. It's also been nicer now that I'm on Lexapro because I just don't have as high of a sex drive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very like, I don't know. It takes some time for me to get things going.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan it in advance. And as I've mentioned before as well, we do have a dom sub dynamic occasionally. And I like having like kinky sex when I am on SSRIs because I don't want to have sex as often. And it like is very like intense and fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of like, it feels like it has a longer life cycle or a lifespan, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, we were like planning our sex date, and I was like, what if you give me some subtasks in the, like, before you come over, like throughout the work day? So he gave me a few subtasks, and they were like really fun. And I think other people would probably enjoy this too. Like, especially based on reading the book, Come As You Are. I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing me talk about that book. The mental stimulation is just as important. Most people are not like not spontaneously stimulated and ready for sex. So yeah. This like the mental foreplay is really hot for me. And mm-hmm. I know that Mr. Liz likes it too, because it gets us both in like the headspace that we need to be in for our like dom and sub dynamic. So like him bossing me around like and giving me like a sexy task is really fun, and you can use your imagination. I don't want to reveal all our secrets.
Yeah, no, keep some things to yourself.
So by the time he comes over, I'm wearing like cute lingerie that I've only worn once before under like a robe, and then I had like a drink waiting for him when he came in the door. I was just like ready to fucking go, and like just I don't know.
Was the energy good from him when he came in?
Yes, both of us were really excited. Hell we yeah. both were like excited and flirty, and it was just like so much fun. And
then, I love it.
I had also like cleaned everything, and like I set up all the candles and like lighting in my room for some mood lighting, and then I turned on our sex playlist, the Holy Hours sex playlist.
I've been having sex to that too.
Yeah, it's good. It has like some variety too. Mm-hmm. It's not just like the stereotypical like Miguel
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a mixture of things. Mm-hmm. So I had that like lightly playing in the background, and we still like sat down and like talked about our day and like caught up, and just kind of like we both were like very obviously like excited. It was like cute that we were so excited.
I love it.
So then we were like make our way to the bedroom, and I had like this has been building up for like the whole week, because I had sent him like I was watching some porn that I liked, and I was like, this was fucking hot and I think you'd like it. So I sent it to him. We like kind of talked about that. And it's like we both were kind of like amped up, like some inspiration from porn.
Amazing.
And I had laid out like all my vibrators, and I only have like 3. So I laid them out and got the lube out just in case, you know. I was assuming this was going to be more of a longer session, mm-hmm. Just because I alluded to wanting it to be like longer, just in a more like playful sense.
Yeah.
I really like foreplay. So I had like the lube out, and for my birthday, he got me like I put this on an article that I posted on Patreon of like kinky gifts you could buy, and the first one is this green matching like set, and this is important to tell later. So that was one of my birthday presents, was like this collar and like binding set. So it has a collar, wrist bindings, ankle bindings, and thigh bindings.
Fuck yeah.
It is hot. Like the color is perfect. I love having it on my thighs too. I don't know. It just adds something different.
Uh-huh.
So, and then it has these little clips. It comes with these clips, like, so you can kind of clip whatever you want. You could clip your wrists together. You could clip your wrists to your ankles or your thighs, yes. Your ankles to your thighs. So, there's just like a huge variety of stuff you can do. So he like gets that out, and we're like putting that on, and then he gets out a blindfold. And I think I mentioned I have a noise canceling headphones. Mm-hmm. So I was like thinking maybe we could do some kind of like sensory play. Mm-hmm. So I put he puts the blindfold on me. But before we do all of that, I like put my butt plug in. Then he puts a blindfold on me, and then he puts the headphones on, and then he turns them on, and the music that was playing goes to my headphones. And he was like, do you want the music playing? And I was like, actually, yes. Like, I love listening to music while I'm like having sex, 'cause it just
Makes you feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah. And then also, like, when you're an anxious person, like, I'm not in my head because the music is, like, getting me in the, like, it's distracting me from, like, my own internal monologue.
Yeah.
So he's, like, I know I've explained subspace before, and I need to explain it again. Subspace is, like, euphoric. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're not high on anything, you're not intoxicated, but like you have, your head is empty, it's meditative almost, you're just in like a flow state where you just are there and like turned on and like connected to your partner without having to like really communicate. Love and it. Dom space is the same thing, like you, it's just like kind of entering a flow state. So he's like going to town, like just like spanking me, and like I don't know what's gonna happen because I can't see or hear anything, and it's, I highly recommend trying
fucking
something
love
like
that.
That yeah,
yes.
And I'm like tied up too, so I can't move, and we like start having sex, and I at this point I'm like a rag doll, like I, and that's like essentially what subspace is like you're almost like silly putty, you could just be like moved wherever. So I'm like, this is the deepest into subspace I have ever been.
Really? I didn't know. Yeah. That
yeah, and I think it's because I couldn't see or hear anything. I couldn't watch him and be like, what's he gonna do?
Yeah,
because that's what I would do too, like if I and then I can't hear anything. So
and like everything leading up to it too.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Perfect storm.
Since I can't see or hear anything, I'm also not being inhibited about like how I sound. So I definitely felt more empowered to be vocal because I just, and then like when you're like that deep in subspace, like nothing matters. You're like, whatever. If people hear me fucking fine.
Yeah.
So we're like, he like moves me to a point where I'm like kind of, and this is where it's important where we have like this kit. So my like ass is in the air and I have my wrists clipped to my ankles, if that makes sense.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay,
I'm like,
yeah,
do
yeah.
I need to do it?
No, I got it.
And then he, so he's like fucking me from behind and like he's in dom space, I'm in subspace, and then like, it, he was like teasing me a little bit and then he just like shoves it in.
Oh my God.
And I liked it, but then it like started to hurt a little bit and then things were like getting kind of painful and then I like felt him like put, like he started doing something with my asshole and I was like, what the fuck is going on? So like I'm in subspace and I'm in pain. But so I'm not able to like communicate like this hurts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I feel like his fingers like in my asshole and I have a butt plug in. And I was just like, I start to become in so much pain. And then I'm like, stop. That hurts. Like, I'm like, ow. That hurts. And then he's like, pulls my headphones off and he's like, we need to stop. And I was like, what? Why? And he's like, your butt plug went all the way in. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, you're serious. And he's like, yes. So we're both like, I was like, I'm on another planet right now. He's like, I know. And so he rips off my headphones. He tells me this. And I'm like, are you serious? And then I'm like, you need to take this. Oh, he's like scrambling to try and take the blindfold off and like unclip me. And I'm like, take these clips off. Like, I can't do anything. Yeah. And then we're both trying to process, like, I'm going to be that person in the fucking ER explaining that there's something in my asshole. At least it's made to be in there.
Yeah,
but still,
I've seen weirder, for
and
sure.
This is why it's important to have like a flange at the end of like whatever you're putting in your asshole.
But yours did. Yeah,
it does. So, he was like, I tried to stop it. I tried to get it out. And that's what I was feeling with his fingers in my fucking asshole. I like that he was just like, oh, no. Like,
I'm going to put his fingers in.
So he unclips me. And then, like, I have no time to go to the bathroom or something. So I, like, kind of, like, squat a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I have to relax. And then I just like kind of pushed, like I was gonna like push out a poop. And I was able to get it out. It only took like a couple seconds because I felt it was like right there. And then I like pull it out. And then I was like, I'm just going to take this out altogether. So I take it out and we're sitting there for a couple minutes just like laughing our fucking asses off. And I was like, oh my God, I was trying to process what I was going to say to like a nurse or a doctor when we go to the ER and I'm like someone with their with something in their fucking asshole that's stuck. And then and then he was like, that's why I was trying to get it out. And he was like, it was like the Titanic, like half of it went in. And that's when he was like, oh no, oh no. And he's like trying to get that half, like the other half out. And then I like pulled away because it hurt so much.
Yeah.
And then it like went all the way in.
So, oh my God.
So that was my traumatic butt plug story.
Did y'all finish?
We did. Shortly after. I was like, should we like keep going? Like, because I was still in subspace. And he was like, if you are, like, he was very gentle with me after that.
Yeah,
he
was
like, if you're ready to go, like, if you want to continue, like, just like, I was like explaining how I wanted to be fucked. And then he was like, okay, just lay down however you want to be fucked.
Yes, like, king shit.
I was like, okay. And then he put the headphones back on me and the blindfold back on, and like we finished pretty shortly after that. And then we just like continued to laugh about this insane thing that happened.
Must have been so scary in the moment.
It was. I was like trying, I don't know, all I could think about was like, what the fuck am I gonna say?
Yeah. They've probably seen it so many times.
Yeah. Well, and then I realized, like, we don't have safe words.
I was just about to say, bring that
up. So then I realized, like, oh, we need to have some safe words in place because I can't, like, communicate when I'm in subspace.
Yeah, that's why they exist.
Which is, yeah, it's insane that, like, when you're just in this flow state, like, and if something interrupts it, you can't, like, fully process it.
Mm-hmm.
So... like, and I'm bad at verbalizing, like, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
So, this is to reiterate, like, we haven't needed safe words. So, I was like, I think we need some now in case, like, something like this happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided yellow means, like, we need to, like, readjust because I'm, like, feeling discomfort.
Yeah.
And then red is hard stop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are good safe words.
Yeah. Just... keep it with the colors.
Uh-huh. And also I've heard like one syllable safe words for like stop is the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I'm surprised. I mean, I know that you guys haven't needed one, but I've just always like thought that you did. Like, I just always thought that was something that's always mm-hmm. discussed at the top.
Normally it is, but I think since like, you know, we're not just in like a dom sub dynamic. We're like in mm-hmm. a full committed relationship mm-hmm. and like we're monogamous
and you can
and
like yeah,
we also
can
aren't
communicate
all,
fine
yeah exactly yeah. We're not yeah. always like participating in BDSM either, so
right. Safe words just make so much, there's so many reasons that people need them. Like, I was mm-hmm. thinking about safe words the other day, and I made some joke about a safe, not like joke, but like I was like fake sexting with Moscow about like getting to know each other, and we were like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking like learn about your trauma so hard. And I said,
that's really funny.
My safe word's Dr. Phil. But I was actually thinking about safe words, and like, because like a big part of some BDSM dynamics are like saying like stop, ow, and it doesn't mean stop, ow.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're being playful. You're like,
yeah.
Ow, stop.
Right.
That hurts.
Or like the torture kink, you know, like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be painful.
Right. And then like the being in subspace, not being able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
The awkwardness of being like, ah, stop is like difficult for some people, I'm sure. What are other reasons that people have safe words? That covers a lot of it.
Yeah. It's just...
it's a good thing to have.
Yeah. And it just, like, you have, like, these ground rules before you're getting into anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've been dating for a little while now.
Right.
So, like, we just haven't needed them because we do have really good communication. And mm-hmm. after a legit emergency happened, I was like, we should probably have them just in case.
Liz texted me, like... what was it, like 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, everything's fine now, but I almost just had to go to the ER. I was like,
I could not stop like thinking about it and like laughing so fucking hard. I needed to tell someone.
I, without context, and I knew that you guys had a sex night planned, and my brain just started go. I was like, what the fuck could like, have happened?
Yeah. Were you expecting that?
No. Also, I have a butt plug question. Has it gotten, because when we first talked about you attempting, I looked at the camera like that, not because of what I said. I thought I heard it turn off. When we first talked about butt plugs, you were just like dipping your plug in, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Just barely dipping my plug in.
But is it like enjoyable now?
It's always been enjoyable. It's getting past that. Like, okay, here's my tips for putting in a butt plug. You need lube. Uh-huh. For sure. Start with a very small one. Mine is pretty small. I bought 2 because the first one I bought was very intimidating. It looked cute. Someone was like, this is my first butt plug and I love it. So I like was like, oh, a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
No, mm-hmm. It's fucking big. I still have not used it. At this point, it's just going to become like a crystal roller that I put on my face or something.
Like a white elephant gift.
Yeah, it's too big. Very cute, too large. So I bought a smaller one, and it's significantly smaller. But, you know, it slipped into my asshole. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My gaping asshole. No, so you need lube, and I always take a few moments to myself, but, like, you need to, like, have some foreplay. Like, you need to be, like, whether, you know, you're using it when you're by yourself or, like, with your partner. Because I've definitely, like, used it by myself. I would recommend, like, putting it in and masturbating with it first. Yeah. So you can, like, feel comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, you know, you put this thing in and, like, immediately have to go fuck someone. That's intimidating.
Yeah.
So I take some time to myself if, like, Mr. Liz and I are about to like have sex and use it. I'll like excuse myself and like go to the bathroom, and then I put a towel down but it's just because I want to lay down.
Yeah.
So I'll lay down on my back and like do some deep breathing. And at that point I'm also already like turned on. So it's a little easier. But like if you're tense, cause I'm excited. So if you're tense, it's so much more painful to put it in. So I have to like mentally like relax my entire body, and then I like lube it up and like kind of like warm it up a little bit, and then I like am able to slip it in.
Okay.
And then it helps if you like push a little bit outward.
I learned that in porn.
Yeah, I learned that because a friend told me. Oh. They're like, push like you're gonna, they were talking about anal, and then she was like, push like you're trying to like poop. And it'll slip in easier.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't really want to have anal sex. I, like, haven't had anything in my asshole yet.
Yeah.
So I remembered that. Yeah. And, like, that helps. And it, like, slips in. And then you're still, like, kind of nervous. So it, like, hurts for, like, a couple seconds. And then I, like, take a few more deep breaths. And then almost immediately it feels really good.
Okay.
As long as you know, like, this isn't supposed to be painful, like I just need to relax, then it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like ready to go. And then I did ask Mr. Liz if he feels it, and he's like, I don't feel it as much when we're having sex, but I can really feel it when I'm fingering you. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'll feel it too, because it gets tighter. So that's also why it slipped in, because like when you're with like the friction, there's only 2 things that can happen, because it's like, you know, this little hole, there's something on the other side and it's going like in and out. So it's like moving, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like tightening and loosening in this space, because it's like sharing this area, you know, with the penis. So there's 1 in 2 things that can happen. It can pop out or it can slip in. And I've had it pop out before, right. But I was on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
oh yeah, gravity was kind of working against you.
Yeah, and
it
was like, boop.
Yep.
And I was like, well, I guess it's not in anymore.
Yep.
And I didn't know it could go in, so that's what happened.
Well, you know, you learn through living.
Yep. And I'm thankful that it ended up being a very funny story. And instead of, I mean, no matter what, it would have been funny, but I'm glad that we could laugh about it immediately instead of like me having to like fucking go to the ER and like pay a bunch of money and like.
And then laugh about it in like a year once you pay off all the bills.
Yeah. And like, what if I had to have surgery to have it removed? So that's why you should not put anything in your asshole that doesn't have a flange. And if it, something slips in, try and take care of it immediately. Because I was relieved that I was able to get it out very quickly. It was, I did, my butthole was a little bloody.
I believe it. It was a very sensitive membrane.
Yeah. And after all of this, like, moving around and, like, trauma, like, of course it's going to be a little bloody. But, you know.
Damn, what a fucking tale.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That was that was kind of a double entendre.
A fucking tale.
A fucking tale.
Yeah.
And a fucking tale. Wow. Sorry.
You never know what's gonna happen.
I peaked in this moment. Okay. That's see. I only got like the actual event of it happening in the story. So getting the full picture painted really changes the dynamic of the evening. Holy shit.
But we were able to jump back in and, you know, if you participate in BDSM or you would like to have a safe word, even if you're in a relationship with them.
It's a good idea.
Because we do have such great communication that we haven't had to need one.
But it's good to know that you have one now.
Yeah, exactly.
Better need it. No, better have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
And he's just, he like, how, like, sweet and gentle he was with me, too, was like, aw. And I'm sure, like, when I am in subspace, I'm probably, like, I don't know, like, talking to a child. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Sounds like you're, like, hypnotized in those moments.
Yes, that's exactly how it feels.
Yeah. After we talked today about how I need to, I got a message from a guy, maybe he's going to listen. I'm not going to give too many details so he doesn't know that it's him, but I got a message from a guy and I sent it to Liz and she was like, he's a bottom for sure.
He just was giving me bottom vibes. And there, like we've said, fine. There's nothing wrong with but being a bottom.
I'm searching for.
But a bottom and a bottom, it's not going to work.
No, it's pretty vanilla, which vanilla sex is fine, but not when you're like looking for like other
when you want
sex.
Something else.
I'm exploring right now. Hold and on,
someone's revving their fucking engine.
They've been doing that for like 15 minutes. Now they're leaving.
They finally decided to drive
away. Their car just made that sound when they turned it on. They need to go get it checked. But so after we had that conversation, I got on Tinder and every guy that I was matching with has Dom in their bio, but it's Tinder, so I'm like a little scared. But they're all so hot, so maybe we're inching closer. I follow We're Not Really Strangers on Instagram. Oh, me and Moscow played that the other night for the first time. Anyway, if you are trying to like get to know someone better, We're Not Really Strangers, Liz is the one that put me onto this. It's like it's the best, and it's good for different groups of people too. He said that he had played with some of his friends.
I like We're Not Really Strangers because it is like they have some really fun questions. It's fun to answer them and to ask that. Like, there wasn't a single one I came across that I didn't like. And I can't remember if I've mentioned this on the podcast or to you, but like the night that Mr. Liz said I love you to me, we were playing that game.
So we're gonna play it again. Wow. I really liked it, but the reason that I brought this up was because I'm following We're Not Really Strangers on Instagram and they post like question and answers on their Instagram story, and one of the questions that they asked was, what would this chapter of your sex life be called? And I thought that was a really interesting question, and I almost put it on our story, but then I was like, no, I kind of want to talk about it. And then I want to hear like what other people would answer.
We'll put it on our story the same day that we post the episode.
That's a great idea.
So on Friday. Yeah. But do you have an answer?
No. I mean, I've been like, this has been on my list to talk about for a while, and I still don't know what an answer would be. What would yours be?
Oh, man. What would this chapter of my sex life be called?
I know, I gotta
Because I feel like I'm just starting to get my stride in my sex life, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And we also know we've learned so much about sex just because of this podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
So, like, now we know so much and we're also still so young. We're kind of in a great position.
What are the jelly beans in Harry Potter called?
Fuck. I know someone is listening to this podcast right now screaming at us.
Oh, Birdie Bots Beans.
Birdie Bots.
My this chapter of my sex life would be called Birdie Bots Beans.
Because you never know what you're going to get.
Never know what I'm going to get. There's a bunch of different ones.
That's a really...
One of them might be vomit flavored.
That's fucking perfect. I always think of the earwax flavored one. And I don't know, because I'm like, I wonder what it tastes like, but I also don't want to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what earwax tastes like?
I do.
What does it taste like? Is it salty? Like a booger?
No, it's like,
Boogers are salty, right?
Yeah. It doesn't taste like booger, but it doesn't taste like that.
I haven't put a booger in my mouth since I was, I don't know, 7. I don't know
a good way to describe what earwax tastes like. I also don't know why I know, because I've always been such a germaphobe. Maybe I just know what it smells like, and you can kind of taste things when you smell it, you know? The third floor of our office smelled like earwax. Every time I was on there, I would be like, it smells like earwax. And somebody would be like, how do you know what that? Every time, somebody would be like, how do you know what that smells like?
You know what? I was thinking about this earlier, and as humans, we're gonna put something in a hole, like on our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna put your finger in your nose, in your ear,
yep,
in your butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't care how you identify, you have fingers and you have holes, and you're gonna put them in your own hole, in mm-hmm. your belly button.
Oh my god, that feels so strange, putting your finger in your belly button.
I like putting my finger in my belly button.
Ugh.
One of my friends hates it.
It's just such a strange, it's just like,
she gets nauseous when I touch mine.
Belly buttons are a strange thing that we have. It's like the one thing that hasn't healed throughout our entire lives. You would think that they would heal.
It has healed.
Right, but like closed. You know?
Like a scar?
Yeah, like more, so there's not like a hole. You know?
Well, now you can pierce it, so. You can adorn your belly button.
Like, I feel like, so let's, like, define a vibe. Like, what vibe is your sex life right now? You're, like, comfortable in your relationship, but you're not, like, stagnant. So, like, mm-hmm. you're, like, exploring. Mm-hmm. So, you're, like, confident and you're exploring. The confident also, explorer.
I've been through so much.
Yeah.
In the last, like, so much sexual change and growth.
Yeah.
In the last few years. Mm-hmm. Specifically the last year.
Yeah.
Because of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. My job made me do it. I'm going to think of a song name.
My sex life feels a little like Streets.
Okay.
By Doja Cat.
Oh, fuck yeah. Uh-huh. That's such a sexy song.
Uh-huh. But also it's like, it's sexy, but it's also like, you the type I want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Put the ring on when you're ready.
I fucking love Doja.
Me too.
I love her. A lot of her comments on TikTok are people being like, I forget they're famous. And it's so true because she's just so fucking real.
And she's so funny.
She's so funny. She has such a good sense of humor.
I think that, but that's not funny. And I feel like it should be funny.
I think just Streets by Doja Cat is a good name for mm-hmm. a chapter of a book.
This chat, Streets by Doja Cat.
Yeah. And mine's Birdie Bots Beans. Yours is significantly sexier.
Yours is like Goldilocks. Goldilocks and the Three Dicks. I think we found our title.
That'll be the name of the
episode. This one's too big. This one's too small. We're waiting for the end of the chapter where she finds the one that's just right.
All right, cool. We landed on it. Anyway, let us know what the chapter of your sex life would be called. This chapter of your sex life would be mm-hmm. called.
This chapter.
We'll put it on our Instagram, which is a great time to plug our socials at The Holy Hour on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. HolyHourPodcast@gmail.com to send us all of your love notes.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
We both have our tits out right now.
Well, I have one boob out, but if you subscribe, I'll get the other one out. And then join our Discord.
Oh yeah, our Discord. I need to join it.
It is popping, Liz. It is lit right now. It's like people are having such good conversations. There's a really good conversation on there right now going
will
on about.
Will I get to see past? Okay, good.
Yeah. There's a good conversation going on about the depression conversation we had last week. Somebody's asking for the tea on Music Man now that he's re-entered the scene.
Oh, and I'm talking shit about him. Yeah. He's fine.
Squints said that one of his friends sent him that video from my
and was like, this you?
Yeah. He was funny. Like, are you fucking up? And Squints was like, oh no, I know who Music Man is. It's not me.
I'm sure he was like, hey, fucker.
I heard from him today, Music Man.
Oh, did he listen? Do we think?
No. Yeah. He sent me music. It's not even. It's this. So Kenny Beats is probably my number one celebrity crush right now. I'm obsessed with him. He's a producer. He works with a lot of hip hop artists. He has a YouTube show called The Cave, and Music Man put me onto it, where rappers will come in and they'll say like what vibe they want, and then Kenny will make a beat and he'll take 10 minutes to make the beat, and then the rapper will freestyle over it.
Oh.
It's really, really great. And there's a new season. So he sent me it. And when I saw his name pop up, I was like, oh, okay, no. Because I put that on our Instagram, because he's not on Instagram anymore. Music Man isn't. Mm. So I felt safe.
Interesting.
Yeah. He like took a month break and then just like never wanted to go back. So
bold.
I know. So anyway, heard from him. We're going to get married.
Speaking of freestyling, would you like to freestyle?
No.
It's easy.
Okay.
Let me show you this TikTok and then I want us to try it.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Okay, do you want to try this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got one.
Okay.
Coochie Sunday, coochie scary. Coochie Potter, coochie hairy.
That's a great one. What the fuck am I supposed to...
You can do it. You can do it.
How am I supposed to follow that? Okay, all right. You have two already?
Yeah.
Okay, you go again, and then maybe I'll get inspiration.
Okay. Coochie plant, coochie lady, coochie palm tree, coochie shady.
You're really good at this. Okay. Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Coochie spooky, coochie scary. Coochie Hallie, coochie Berry. This is my new favorite thing.
Oh my God. Okay, I just need like 5 minutes. Okay. This is serious business now. I really can't follow yours.
I think you can. You're too much pressure. You're King Butt.
That's true. I used up all of my rhymes on King Butt.
I have another one.
Okay, fuck.
Okay, go. Coochie mushroom, coochie fungus, coochie big, coochie chungus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God, okay.
Coochie grandpa, coochie Gatsby, coochie freak, coochie nasty.
Hell yeah. Okay, I'm really close to one.
Just do it, girl. I'm dying. Just do it. Just do
it. I just have such a hard time with the one that I wrote. It's not funny, but I'm working on a second one, so I'm going to follow up.
It's funny because you're saying coochie.
Coochie potato. Coochie latke. Coochie hakuna. Coochie potato.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one a lot. Will you do Hanukkah themed ones?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we're coming up to that time. Okay.
What if next episode you give me all of yours?
Okay, I'm gonna write so many of them. Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah. So come back tomorrow.
Stay tuned. We just burnt a good 10 minutes of me trying to. I have the last line of one of them. Hold on. I'm going to finish this one.
Okay. Okay.
Because now I'm coochie irresponsible. Coochie spending. Coochie happy. Coochie ending.
I like that one a lot.
Thank you. All right, I feel good. Now we can move on. We can move on now that I feel. You know what? That was that. I needed that like right brain igniting
creativity
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good.
Good.
I feel like I just did yoga.
Oh my God, brain yoga. This is brain yoga. Thinking of coochie rhymes.
That was, how did they come up with that?
I don't know. I need to give them a shout out because we
so fucking fun. Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone on TikTok has seen those videos.
This is at Bitter Critter on TikTok.
So fucking
and
funny.
Honestly, I live for that content.
Me
it's,
too.
Like, I was laughing so hard watching those. Like, I couldn't not.
I just want to know the story of how they got there. Like how that happened, how that came about.
It feels like a rhyming pattern for like Nicki Minaj, you know?
Oh, you're so right. It does. It does.
I'd have to do some digging though. I haven't spent enough time looking at
coochie. Is just stuff. Such a funny fucking word.
It really is.
The comedian thought that gorilla grip coochie was the funniest phrase ever, and he would say it all of the time. And it ruined Gorilla Grip Gucci for me. But now
Gorilla
Coochie
Grip
is
Gooch.
Gorilla Grip Gooch. But Coochie is just a very funny
it
word.
It is.
It feels good to say Coochie.
Coochie. I haven't said it in so long. I can't remember the last time I said Coochie and I meant vagina.
I was thinking about
Let's bring it back.
We're bringing back Cooch.
Yeah. Bring back the Cooch. Coochie for the girls.
Bring back the Coochie for the girls. I was thinking about this. The phrase, how like there's not very many sexy ways to say vagina in bed besides pussy, you know? Like there's cock.
I'm gonna
and
say
dick.
Clap that coochie now. In-
Oh yeah, daddy, my coochie feel good.
Clap that coochie, daddy. Wait, can I add on to my butt plug story? This is after the fact, you know, we both have climaxed, we're done snuggling, we're getting ready for bed. I get up, put my robe on, and I like hobble to the bathroom and I'm like, oh, it feels weird. Like, and then I look at my vagina and it's so swollen.
Oh, yeah.
From all of the spanking.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, my vagina looks like a balloon animal. And then he was like, yeah, it's swollen. And I was like, why does it look like this? And he's like, well, I was spanking it a lot. And I was like, that's right. Oh, that's right. Right. I was like, it looks like a little roast beef, Arby's roast beef. Oh, he thought that was really funny. He's like, are you okay though? And I was like, I'm fine. The swelling went down like in a couple hours.
I've never had anybody spank my vagina.
It's underrated. He did spank it very hard at one point, and I started laughing. Well, because there gets a point in subspace where it doesn't hurt when you're being spanked anymore. Because, like, at some point, it always hurts, and then at some point, your brain's just like, it just feels like impact. It doesn't hurt at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That slap on the vagina really hurt. And I just was laughing because I thought it was so funny that it hurt. But also, I just remembered this. So I'm pretty sure we forgot Mr. Liz's crop at an Airbnb.
Oh, no. Oh, I bet they loved finding that.
Because he was like, well, it was at the Victorian home. The creepy Victorian home.
No, one
so
of the ghosts
took it. Stay in the master
it.
Bedroom.
One of the ghosts took it.
They were like, maybe. They were like,
this is mine.
We almost lost a couple things there. But I was like looking around for it and I couldn't find it because I originally brought it. But then he's like, you have my crop, right? And I was like, no. And then I was like, I thought you had it. And he was like, no, I don't think I have it. And then I was like, I was looking for it, but I didn't see it when we were packing up to leave. So either it's still in there or when they were cleaning up, they found our crop
and pocketed it.
The guy who lives there with his wife, I would not be surprised if they were like, nice.
Freak freaks. Hell yeah. Yeah. Good for them. I hope they did find it.
I hope we actually have it somewhere because it's my favorite.
Oh, then I hope they don't have it.
I hope we have it.
I hope you have
but
it.
But if we don't,
then I hope that
I'm
they
okay
do.
With they have yeah with them having it.
That's a good way to look
or
at
like
it.
Or like some weird old Victorian ghost.
They're freaks.
Mm-hmm. They have to be.
They must be. They didn't have really anything else to amuse themselves at the time.
A listener,
no podcasts?
A listener, they only had riding crops, and they're like, what if instead of riding a horse?
With my husband, Ezekiel.
What's a creepy men's Victorian name?
I feel like all of the Victorian names that men have, like, had still exist today. Like, they're still used.
Daniel.
Yeah, and, like, John.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Ooh. The creepy ghost, John.
Imagine getting haunted by a ghost named John.
Frank.
Philip.
I'm a ghost, Philip.
Can I call you Phil? No.
I found your riding crop.
My God, I was talking about this with Moscow has a name that's been shortened from a longer name, and I was talking to him about how obnoxious I think it is when people have very long names that they don't shorten, like Maximilian, but they go by Maximilian. I've had people introduce themselves to me as Maximilian, and I forgot that
who
TikTok
the fuck
is
named
TikTok
their kid Maximilian.
Somebody with a good sense of humor. But I made a TikTok about this, about how this is like my like baseless pet peeve is when people use full versions of their names, and I feel like that would have gone over better on Twitter. I got buried. Like,
would you be mad if I went by Elizabeth?
No, because I have friends named Elizabeth. Like, Elizabeth is a name that works well by itself, you know. Okay. What I mean, like, Maximilian is a lot for people to say, you know. And
can I call you Max?
Yeah, like, I've met no. Maximilians that go by Maximilians. I'm like that
can
is
I
a
call
lot.
You M Dog? Just bark at him when you want his attention, because you just don't want to say Maximilian. Listen, I have dignity, so I won't be saying your name. Imagine naming moaning the name Maximilian in bed.
Oh, Maximilian.
I would, like, if I was not into BDSM, I would specifically pick it up so I didn't have to say his name. I'd be like, so can I call you Daddy instead?
Anything but
Master
Maximilian.
Oh,
sir. My God. I really hope if we have any listeners named Maximilian, you have a good sense of humor. Call yourself yeah. whatever you want, honestly.
Yeah.
I have these pet peeves that are based in nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Zachary is another one. Can't stand when people go by Zachary.
I've never met a Zachary who goes by Zachary.
I've met one, and he was such a Zachary.
Ew.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Thackeray? Thackeray Banks?
Did you know
that's his name?
Who?
Oh, in the Hocus Pocus. Banks? Thackeray Banks. That's his name. With the TH.
Is that a real name?
Thackeray?
Yeah. It sounds like Zachary with a lisp.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God, Liz, when I texted you the other day about Derek Peff. The last name Peff?
Peth.
Sounds like piss with a lisp.
Pith.
Derek Pith.
Stop laughing, Amelia.
My last name is Piff. I'd take a piff.
His name's Derek Pith.
Oh my God, I just think it's so funny. Oh man. Oh, okay.
Also, why are how do you feel about lisps?
I had one growing up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I think they're cute.
Stop making fun of my retainer. That's how I used to have a retainer, and my brother would always talk to me like that. Stop making fun of my retainer. I didn't think it was funny at all.
I had a cousin who would do that. Don't talk to me like that. Listen, Amelia. Listen to my podcast.
Welcome to the Holy Hour.
This is your host, Amelia Sampson.
Yeah, I have a really bad last name to have a lisp.
I think I'm adopting a new personality right now.
What's its name?
Her name is Beatrice.
She would be named Beatrice.
But she's goth.
And she has like blue braces, like dark blue braces.
Yes.
Yeah.
My braces, I would get neon green and like
Me
neon
too.
Orange.
Why? Why would we do that?
So then we could look back at them and be like, wow, that looks disgusting.
I used to get green rubber bands, and my dentist would say, "You're gonna look like you have," my orthodontist, he would say, "You're gonna look like you have broccoli stuck in your teeth." But I don't know, I like green, and I did.
Would you ever do the interchanged colors?
Oh yeah, like one after on Halloween I had black and orange.
Nice. Jesus Christ, I don't remember.
My braces for so fucking long, 4.5 years.
I need to go back and relive my trauma of having braces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. MySpace deleted all my photos, though. So,
they do be doing that.
They do be doing that. So I was gonna. It's way far gone, but you had our sex fact of the week this week.
I do.
And sex fact of the week, and Liz is reading it this week.
I pulled it up.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
I'm not on it today. I cannot.
I'll try to harmonize with you. Sex fact of the
week. Oh, that was beautiful. I should have held it.
You did everybody a favor.
I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead. No, you did everyone a favor.
Okay. Well, I looked up a sex fact since we talked about some butt stuff. I felt like it would be beneficial to add some butt information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got this on Cosmo, and it does, or like Cosmopolitan, whatever, same thing.
Yeah.
And it's an article that breaks down like myths of like anal things. And this one I thought was really interesting. The myth: there's poop in your rectum and anus, which is where your partner's penis would enter. The truth: Dr. Goldstein explains that stool actually hangs out higher in your body above the anus and rectum in a section known as the sigmoid colon. In reality, if you eat healthy and get enough fiber for regular bulky stools, this should be enough to keep the anal canal clean for play. People tend not to believe it when we share this information. So take a toy and test the landing strip. Prove it to yourself, he says.
Nice.
And when I take my plug out, it doesn't have any poop on it. So
okay, that's good to know. You see, I
except this last time it had some blood on it.
That makes sense. That I would mm-hmm. be concerned if it didn't. Yeah. I would wonder if you have blood pumping through your body. But I am worried about my future anal sexcapades because I have IBS.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really know what's happening down there.
You know, who's to say? You take a risk, and you know what? If you're worried, I would say then wait until you're with like a partner that you're super comfortable with.
This is what I've been
because
yeah.
And also, when you have kids, you're gonna shit in front of anyone anyway. You're gonna shit in front of everyone anyway.
Yeah, right. In the delivery room.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, there hasn't been anybody except for my ex that I would feel comfortable like shitting in front of, you know. But Squints is getting there. He's up to speed on my IBS now. So
I'm also at a point in my life where I'm like, you know what, this is just gonna happen.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, when you're with someone for long enough, like you and Mr. Liz have been together for long enough, that like it makes sense that you're like comfortable with the reality of that maybe happening.
Well, and even when I was trying to process what the fuck I was gonna say at the ER about my butt plug being stuck in my ass, I was like, you know, oh well. Like,
fuck it, so to speak.
That's how I feel about like getting waxed. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Strangers are gonna see my vagina, and I pay them to do it now.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, if I'm getting waxed, if I'm going to the gynecologist, if I'm going to the dermatologist, people have to see your privates.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
In a professional setting.
Well, I'm like,
it's their job to look at your vagina.
I was thinking about this last night, how all of my neighbors have seen me naked for sure, because I didn't realize how well lit my apartment is at night.
I am the naked neighbor.
Yeah.
I did not realize. So I have like the patterned like lemon curtains in my room.
Uh-huh.
I knew that you could see through them when it's dark.
Uh-huh.
However, I had my shades down, and like the shades were turned to the other way, so they were like downward.
Oh.
So I was like, I walked past with Mr. Liz, and when I had my lights on, we were like coming back from the store, and I was like, okay, so everyone has seen me naked. Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My big windows in my living room face the street, and the blinds are always open.
You know, a girl across the street always has like the loudest, like most interesting sounding sex. So I think interesting neighbors, you know, she's taking the reins, and I don't mind. I honestly don't really care that I'm the naked neighbor.
No. You know what? Fuck it. You're welcome.
But if you are selling pictures of me, I would like a cut.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too. And I think if you find people selling pictures of you, that's stalking, and you would get like a pretty that would be a big cut from lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure every time I walk out of my apartment, one of my neighbors kind of gives me a face like, you know, like I've seen you naked. So I don't know. Maybe we'll start fucking.
You should be like, hell yeah, brother.
You're welcome.
High five.
Happy Thanksgiving. Anyway, well, this is going off the rails. I should go home and go to sleep. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Wait. Coochie turkey, coochie stuffing, coochie smoking, coochie puffing.
Nice, nice, you got there. You didn't need me.
Anyways.
That was that.
Tomorrow, I expect you to come locked and loaded.
God, I'm so fucking excited to write some more of these. When I'm like in peak Adderall, I'm like.
I know you're going to come up with 1 million.
Oh my God. King Bud is coming out to play. See, I'm at the tail end of my Adderall now, so I'm useless. All right. Thank you for listening.
We love you.
We love you so goddamn much. If you subscribe to us on Patreon, you know the intense eye contact we're making with you right now. Because we fucking love you. we'll talk tomorrow. But for you, it'll be next week. For us, it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we love you.
Goodbye.
Children.
We're not on it today.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.